RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to play a game. It's called Read In Between the Lines. Now, I say it's a game, but it's really you trying to read in between the lines of what's being said. Now, Dede, jump in here, man, because when we talk about reacting to Raheem Morris,
yes,
you feel like there are some things that he's saying or that he's not saying that we need to read in between the lines?
Yeah, and some things that he, yeah, to your point, does he, you know, circle around even answering the direct questions from you guys when you spoke with him? So, you know, what's in there? You know what I mean? Like, is he feeling good?
What's going on?
You know, does he feel positive, you know, about his return? Does he feel positive? One of the most intriguing ones was his answer in regards to Mike asking him straight up about if he has to make coaching personnel changes, should Arthur Blank bring him back?
All right. Big O, can we play this for our listeners, and then we'll go one by one, okay? And we'll try to read in between the lines. And I do think that Raheem has been playing, I don't want to say a game, but I do think he's been playing, Mike, keeping it close to the vest, right? He's not been saying, yeah, you know, Mr. Blank told me he wants me back. Absolutely, guys, and I can't wait to get us started for next season. He's not said that. He's still trying to focus on finishing this year, but he's also not said, yeah, Mr. Blank met with me. I'm finished, guys. I'm done. He has been really keeping it close to, hey, worry about all that down the road. Worry about all that down the road. Some people have even insinuated that he already knows. Some people have insinuated like, hey, he's been told, believe it or not, where this is going. He's just not revealing it. Do you believe that? I don't know if that's the case. Are you telling me right now he knew 3 weeks ago Mr. Blank was like, get out of here? I don't know. 404-726-0929. But we're going to play this, and we'll play this, and we'll read in between the lines. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I mean, I would feel that there's going to be this evaluation. As you said, do they already have a decision made? Does it matter what happens in these final two games of the Rams and the Saints? I mean, is it going to be immediate? You know, they call it Black Monday for a reason. It's the day that everybody gets got. You know, the week before the playoffs starts, the end of the regular season. Will there be a press conference, and you and I will be heading down to, you know, the Blank Family Foundation building, you know, and we'll see what's going on. Do they split the baby? The general manager stays, the coaches go. The coach goes, but the new assistants have to come in. Or, you know, or they blow out the whole thing. You know, some people have been asking. I heard a lot of calls over the weekend saying, you know, is it cool to have a consulting firm that has a general manager on the firm that actually interviewed for the job? You know, and Rick Smith, the former Texans GM.
Yeah.
Don't know about that. You know, that would raise some flags. I had a guy ask me today at the gym, said, who would you bring in as your OC? I go, I would try to steal Kubiak from Seattle. Or even see if people would like to be a head coach. I think I need someone to develop a young quarterback because we're going to have one way or the other.
We are. That's the way it seems. The only way it would feel weird is if he does this evaluation. We're talking about Rick Smith, and then they hired him.
That would be
okay.
Bizarro.
After that, and I don't think that's going to happen, but if that happened, Mike, then you could say, all right, what the hell was going on there? Here's the first soundbite we were talking about. Let's read in between the lines.
you always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
The who and the ethos that we want to build.
Oh, God. And now, again, for those that are new to the show or new to Atlanta, that's former Hawks GM Landry Fields.
And that was the response to, if Arthur Blank says, I'm bringing you back, but you got to make some changes to this coaching staff of yours, that was the response.
All right, let me hear one more time, Mo. Let me hear Ra.
Yeah, you always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
All right. I mean, so that's a guy either convincing himself that he still got the job, or, you know, what do you read between the lines on that? Because you could argue, you know, this he's basically making my argument for me about the things that weren't handled this season.
I think he's saying, I'll do whatever the hell you want me to, Mr. Blank, to keep this job is what I'm saying. That is what I get out of that.
But you know how, you know, for those.
I get yeah. Like him basically saying, yeah, we're going to have this. We'll have those conversations. And, you know, if we have them, we have to make sure that they fit what we're trying to do. I'll do whatever you want me to do to keep this job, Mr. Blank. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. I mean, because you know, some guys out there in their cars are ladies, don't understand. Sometimes, you know, the coach, you get to fire assistants, and that buys you one more year, and then you're gone.
What you want me to do?
Right? And that's it. You know, what you need me to do?
What you want me to do, Mr. Blank? I want to keep this job. That's what I get out of that soundbite, Mike. He's literally talking about all this stuff. And we're going to have to see if this guy fits and this guy. And blah, 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 blah. What do you need me to do?
All right, two things. I need you to stop looking at the camera on television. You look like you're a nincompoop.
Even when he's doing that thing that he did at the end of the game?
Stop. Well, that was good. When he yelled, the day you showed raw emotion and yelled at the Amazon cameras, I was with that. But otherwise, stop staring like a deer in headlights into the camera on the wire. Have command on the sideline. And stop wearing culottes.
Yeah,
those are capri pants. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you.
That's what I get. I get the sense that he's saying, once we have this conversation, mm-hmm. if they haven't already, whatever you need me to do, I need you to make some changes. Whatever you need me to do, I am willing to comply, and yeah. I am willing to do whatever. I will bend the knee because I want this job.
This goes back to, and this is another thing. Now we found out this consulting firm's been hanging around for a while, and it just it's been announced, but they've been looking a deep dive at this team. You know, the stewardship from Arthur Blank. If Arthur Blank is getting these weekly meetings and Arthur Blank's got input from other people, why doesn't Arthur Blank, like, I don't know, mid-season, go, hey, Raheem, maybe we need to do something drastic with special teams because it's screwing up everything. Hello? I mean, these things just occur in a vacuum? That's what drives me crazy. I mean, what's the point of Arthur Blank having weekly meetings with the coaching staff if he's not going to press him on something every fan sees and every analyst sees? You've got a malfunctioning unit on your team, special teams, which is costing you games, and you haven't got a handle on it. That in lieu of moving forward, all this is still being evaluated and it'll be part of the final analysis. Okay, there was a chance to fix this season. And you missed it, in my mind.
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Hit me up on the text line. Mike, why do you want to fire everybody? Look, I'm just telling you, this is my gut. I think I've seen fundamental flaws in the way this team has been handled in the last two seasons, and I don't think it's going to improve. I hope I'm wrong, but I just that's why I feel the way I feel.
Yeah, look, and here's the reality. I said this. This is the pressure that Ra, if he does return, comes back up against. First mistake in a game, y'all going to lose your minds. First time you feel like this feels like last year, you're going to lose your minds. The pressure of overcoming the mistakes that we've had this year and you see them rear their ugly head, you're going to lose your mind. See, when you come in fresh and new, you don't have that because those things have yet to take place. But now what you have is a record. You have him, Mike, on record having done these things as a head coach and it happening on his watch. Now you're wondering if that's going to change. Mm. We got one more soundbite. We got one more to play. Day-Day?
Yeah, so this will be when you guys asked him about him knowing, you know, that or you guys explained to him that, look, we know there's a large portion of the fan base that wants you to actually come back and have another chance. Does that make you feel good?
Okay, let's hear it.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good and all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when we talk about creating the pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Wadden and a Jesse Bates, and some of those things. You got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things that we want to get accomplished.
Okay, what I get out of that is,
I got support, fool, out here. Mm-hmm. I got people who want me to run this thing. Y'all heard it? But I'm not going to pump my chest. We still need to go out here and win and do some things. But y'all see it. I got people out here that want me back, Mike Bell.
Yeah, I talked to some of these guys. You know, we said, you know, part of Atlanta, and we've had some of the calls, and some of the guys have actually talked about it on social media. You know, I said, you know, as an African-American fan, you like to see an African-American coach get a full shake. And if Arthur Smith got fired after 3 years, you feel this coach deserves 3 years. And I'm like, okay, I understand the logic behind that, and I get that. I'm just saying all the things that I've been, you know, talking about and chronicling all season show that it's not going to get better in year three, in my guesstimation, unless, you know. And by the way, what's the point of changing, you know, 75% of your staff? You know, you must just blow the whole thing up.
Mm.
You know, that's another part of it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
because you're still going to have a guy that struggles with clock management, a guy who struggles in hiring the right guys, and you're going to continue to let him hire? I mean, why let the guy hire when he's proven he's hired the wrong guys? You know, that's also part of what I think has been the problem, is the staff that he brought in.
Yeah. Look, and you don't get two and three offensive coordinators as a head coach.
No, you do not.
That stuff doesn't happen, guys. When you start running through coordinators and your team's losing, you don't get three and four guys. Like, this is my fourth coordinator since I've been here. You're done. You're going to get got. 404-726-0929. You can read between the lines and tell us what you think about those two specific comments from Raheem. Again, it's all about the future because that's where we're living right now. We are.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Living with this Rams game on Monday night and seeing how our team performs. And I'd love to be here, Mike, on Tuesday, getting ready for a new year, talking about a win and beating the Rams and maybe spoiling some of their chances for the number one overall seed in the NFC. Look, that would all be great. But we're also looking towards the future. And that future has to do with what's going to take place. And that is why we're reading in between the lines.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.